The state's largest middle school has been abruptly closed after testing found elevated lead levels in the building's basement. Administrators informed parents and teachers at C.R. Anderson Middle School of the closure late last night. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us the lead likely comes from the site of the school's old shooting range.
Sean White's son goes to school at C.R. Anderson Middle School in Helena. Well, not for the next week, she realized after seeing the surprise email Monday night.
I was so surprised, I thought it couldn't be true, that it was a hoax, because it seemed incongruous that anyone would post something at 10:15 at night.
The school is closed for lead contamination. So now White and her husband are doing what the rest of the parents of CR's more than 1,000 students are doing.
One person works, the other person stays home, trying to call other families so that your kid can go stay with their kids. It's been a crazy day.
School administrators say the elevated lead levels are showing up in an area of the basement which used to house a school firing range. Helena School Superintendent Kent Colgin says that firing range has been closed for about 20 years, but this is the first time lead testing has been done. He says the results came in late Monday afternoon, and administrators debated on whether or not to wait a day to allow for a smoother closure.
But on the other hand, you think, wow, if we know that those levels are high enough to cause this heightened concern, that we should remove the kids as soon as possible.
Colgin says more intensive testing is now taking place to determine how widespread the lead contamination is. If it's just confined to the basement, then cleanup should take about a week. But if it's more than that, at this point, it's unclear how long it would take. The closure came as a shock to 8th grade English teacher Shannon Pressinger, too.
Because living in Montana, school is never canceled. You know, we can have 6 feet of snow and we don't cancel school.
The school semester was supposed to end this Friday, and her students have been researching a project. Teachers schedule time in the school's computer lab sometimes months in advance.
Some of us won't be able to get back into the lab to do that research and carry that out with the kids.
Pressinger is now busy adjusting her lesson plans. The school will attempt to make up for lost days by lengthening the rest of the year's school days by a few minutes. At least, Pressinger says this whole situation provides a learning experience for students, too.
If we ever learn anything about the key to success is that flexibility is definitely critical.
The school is holding a meeting for parents at Capitol High School Wednesday night at 7 p.m. to provide the results of further testing into the lead contamination. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting in Helena.